What if I told you anyone who carries out a terrible crime should not be held responsible because he or she had no choice in the matter? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec McClellan speaks around the world on Christian apologetics. Alec, we don't actually believe this.
John, we don't believe this, but we need to point out it's one of the troubling consequences of a godless outlook on life. In another program, we highlighted that atheism leads to determinism, no free will. And if there's no free will, there's no responsibility.
Free will and responsibility, two sides of the same coin then.
John, if someone is free, responsibility follows. If someone is not free, how can you hold this person responsible, even for an evil action? In a legal context, you can lock them up because you don't like what they do, but it's not really their fault. Bizarrely, the same applies to someone doing good. According to atheism, we really shouldn't applaud or praise the person. These actions were determined, too, by their genes and their environment. Someone was merely responding to whatever buttons were pushed.
But we do celebrate those who do good, as much as we hold others responsible for evil.
And that's just it. Atheism doesn't fit. We believe people are responsible for their actions, both good and bad.
Right.
Nature and nurture do come into it. Any good judge, they'll take these things into consideration. But we still make a choice. So we are still responsible. The Christian worldview makes sense of this. The Bible says God created us with freedom. And that's why we're responsible for our actions. God will judge us on the basis of what we do and what we don't do. And our eternal destiny depends on the greatest decision of all. What have you done with God's Son, Jesus Christ?
Thanks, Alec. And check out the website, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.